Glory be to God in the highest. Lord, we thank you, we honor you, we give you praise, we give you glory. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy that endureth forever. All glory, all honor, all adoration unto you. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the immortal God, the invisible God, the Lord that reigneth in Shekinah glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Immortal, invisible God. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. The great El Shaddai. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the ending. Let's just go ahead, brethren, and worship him. Let's go ahead and magnify his name. He's alive and forevermore he reigns. He changeth not. There is no one like him. He's our maker, he's our friend. Let's bless his holy name, worship him because he's good to us. He's been so wonderful. He's glorious. No one is like unto him. He's our maker. He's our friend. Bless and magnify his holy name. Lord, we say glory be to your name in the name of Jesus. Immortal, invisible God. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your enablement. Who is like unto thee, my Father and my God? There is no one like unto you. You are the great El Shaddai. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, immortal, invisible God. Thank you for the grace to see another day. Thank you for the grace to see another month. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus, immortal, invisible God. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus, the great El Shaddai. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We exalt and magnify your holy name for who you are, for your grace, for your mercy over our life. We say thank you. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, I am that I am, the lily of the valley. Blessed be your holy name, the bright and the morning star. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for not allowing the counsel of the enemies to come to pass in our life. In the last 7 months, you have kept us. We are grateful, O God. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We exalt and magnify your holy name. That particularly since March up till this day, you have not allowed any occasion for sorrow in our life. You have not allowed any occasion for sorrow in our home. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus, immortal, invisible God. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the great El Shaddai, we honor you. The I am that I am, we lift your name on high. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus, immortal, invisible God. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you because it is of you that we have not been consumed. Thank you because it is of your mercy that we have not been destroyed. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. I want you to thank God for life. Thank him for life. Many people wanted to see today, but they are unable to. In fact, there are people who make plans to do a celebration today, this Saturday, but it was impossible for them. Many of them are dead. Some of them are in the hospital in critical condition. You are alive. I am alive. It is not of our own making. It is not of any work of righteousness that we have done. Let's just go ahead and bless the name of the Lord. This our God, this way maker, the one that maketh a way of life for us. Let's bless his holy name. Father, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. Ancient of days, we give you glory. We say, be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for life. The great privilege you've given us to be alive. Lord, we say thank you. Ancient of days, we say thank you. Almighty and everlasting God, we say thank you. The God that was, that is, and is to come, we say thank you. The lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star, we say thank you. Way where there seems to be no way, we say thank you. The lion of the tribe of Judah, we say thank you. Our maker, our king, our redeemer, our God, we say thank you. Thank you because of your mercy, you have kept us alive. Of your mercy, you have maketh us a living witness of the first day of August 2020. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. How excellent is your name in all the earth. Thank you because of your name, you have preserved us. You have delivered us. Oh, you have provided for us. Blessed be your holy name in the name of Jesus. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How beautiful is your name, oh Lord. How beautiful is your name, oh Lord. How beautiful is your name. How beautiful is your name. How beautiful is your name, oh Lord. How glorious is your name, oh Lord. How glorious is your name, oh Lord. How glorious is your name. How glorious is your name. How glorious is your name, oh Lord. How wonderful is your name, oh Lord. How wonderful is your name, oh Lord. How wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name, oh Lord. Lord, you are wonderful. Let's bless his holy name, for his name is wonderful, his name is glorious, his name is beautiful. Let's just bless God for the name of Jesus, that name that saved us, that name that delivered us, that name that protected us from all evil. Let's bless his name for the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we hallow your name. We hallow your name for the name of Jesus, that wonderful name of Jesus, that glorious name of Jesus, that powerful name of Jesus, that name that saved us, that name that delivered us, that name that set us free. The Bible said there is no other name given among men by which men shall be saved, given on earth by which men shall be saved. We thank you for the name of Jesus that saved us from our sin. We thank you for the name of Jesus that delivered us and protected us from all our enemies. We thank you for the name of Jesus that gave us life and gave us abundantly. We thank you for the name of Jesus, that name that maketh way constantly for us. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Glorious you are in holiness, our God. We worship you. 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 Glory, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we have worship. In Jesus' name we have worship. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. I want you to go ahead rejoicing. Thank God for the salvation of your soul. 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 Father, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for saving me. Thank you for the salvation of my soul. It was because you saved my soul. That is why I have the privilege to call on you in the place of prayer. It is because you saved my soul. That is why I have the privilege to be called your son. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. Glory be to your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you for making way for me out of a sinful life to live a righteous life. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Lord God Almighty,
for covering my sin, Lord, and thereby making me to qualify for your prosperity. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we are giving thanks. I want you to commit yourself into the hand of God and say, Father, in this month of August, let me not do contrary to your will. In the name of Jesus. That's the first prayer I want us to pray. Make that declaration unto God and say, Father, I will not do contrary to your will this month of August. In the name of Jesus, I will not go contrary to your will. This month of August, in the mighty name of Jesus, I will walk in the path of righteousness by your mercy. In the name of Jesus, my Father and my God, this month of August, like never before, I will do your will. I refuse to go contrary to your will. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to go against your word and your commandment this month of August. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, this month of August, I will do your will. This month of August, I will live a righteous and holy life. This month of August, by your grace, I will carry out all your instruction. Oh, Father, this month of August, I will make my ways right before you. By your grace, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. We want to pray today, asking God, the way maker, to make way for us. He's the only one that can make a way where there seems to be no way. Therefore, we are going to be using the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea as our scripture base for the prayer for this morning. I want you to open your Bible to Exodus 13. Exodus 13. Exodus chapter 13. I want to start reading from verse 14. From verse 14. I will be jumping from one verse to the other because of time. It said, and it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what is this? Thou shalt say unto him, by strength of hand, the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. By strength of hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, from the house of bondage. It was by the strength of hand that God brought you and I out of sin. It is by mighty hand that he delivered us from the life of sin. It is not that we wanted to live our sinful life, but because of his mighty hand, because it has been ordained before the foundation of the earth that we are among those that will be saved. So he brought us out with a mighty hand. And that is why we must continually thank him for the salvation of our soul. It was by his mighty hand that he brought us out. That's why we are able to call Abba Father. And when you get to verse 16, it says, and it shall be for a token unto thy upon thy hand and for frontlet between thy eyes. For by strength of hand, the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt. The Lord brought us forth out of Egypt. God brought us forth from sin in order to serve the living God, in order to walk in the pathway of righteousness, in order to walk in the way of holiness, so that we can make it to the promised land. God was the one who brought us out. And the Bible said in verse 18, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up anase out of the land of Egypt. God was the one who led them by the way of the Red Sea, by the wilderness of the Red Sea. There are other ways that the children of Israel could have journeyed from Egypt to the land of Canaan. But the Bible said that the Lord led them. The Lord led them. He made a provision, led them by the wilderness of the Red Sea. The question this morning is, who is leading you? Who is leading you in everything you are doing? Who is leading you in the steps you are taking? Who is leading you? The Bible said God led his people by the wilderness. It's not their own will. That's why they complained when they got to the Red Sea. We will get there. God's will led them by the wilderness, because there is something God wanted to bring out. If they had gone by another way, their enemy would have caught up by them. But God deliberately led them by the way of the Red Sea, so that their enemy will not be able to caught up with them, so that their enemy will be destroyed once and for all. Who is leading you in that thing that you are doing? This month of August, you must begin to follow the leading of the Lord. The Bible says that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Is God leading you, or your flesh is the one leading you? I want you to cry to the Lord this morning and say, Father, lead me continually and give me the grace to follow. In the name of Jesus, Almighty and everlasting God, I call on you today to lead me continually and give me the grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. In the name of Jesus, Almighty and everlasting God, give me the grace to follow your leading. In the name of Jesus, give me the grace to follow your leading. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray that prayer again and say, Father, give me the grace to follow your leading throughout this month of August and for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus, to follow your leading without questioning. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the way maker. You are the way maker. Please lead me continually. Give me the grace to follow your leading this month of August and for the rest of my life. Oh Lord, give me the grace, abundant grace to follow your leading. In the name of Jesus, to follow your leading without questioning, to follow your leading without questioning. In the name of Jesus, Almighty and everlasting God, give me the grace to follow your leading without questioning. In the name of Jesus, Almighty and everlasting God, give me the grace to follow your leading. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I said that if they had not followed the leading of the Lord, if the children of Israel had not been led to go by the wilderness of the Red Sea and they follow, their enemy will have caught up with them. I want you to pray, because the Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. It said the end thereof is destruction. I want you to pray and say, Father, deliver me from every pathway to destruction that I may have set my foot upon, physically, career-wise, spiritually, in the name of Jesus. Father, deliver me from every path of destruction that I may have set my foot on. Oh Lord God Almighty, every path that will lead to destruction that I may have set my foot on, physically, academically, career-wise, spiritually. Oh, Lord God Almighty, deliver me from that path with your mighty hand. Oh, God, Deliver me from every path of destruction that I may have set my foot upon. In the name of Jesus. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. Please pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you never know. Whatever you are doing now might not be the will of God and may end in destruction or disaster. Ask the Lord that every path that will lead to destruction that you have set your foot upon, that God will redirect your step out of that way. In the name of Jesus. Marakataka yabakatakapuka. Ineremo kotokoromo kototunde yebo kosoko lakate. The Bible says that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Holy Spirit divine. Every path of destruction that I may have set my foot upon, oh Lord, deliver me, 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 in the name of Jesus, Almighty and everlasting God, deliver me from every path of destruction that I may have set my foot upon, in the name of Jesus, deliver me. Marakata kayanda leaba kata kayande leboko soko toko rama kata kake leaba sira. Deliver me in the name of Jesus, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. Deliver me in the name of Jesus. Marama kata kayande leaboko rondo kototunde yeboko shanda. Deliver me in the name of Jesus. Deliver me. Enda rama katakayanda liabo korondo kototunde yebo koshanda. Enda nebo Jesus. Deliver me. Mande lebo sikabaya. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. And when you get to verse 21, it says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way. To lead them the way. God did not only direct them to go through the wilderness of the Red Sea, but he went with them. He led them by the way and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. God made sure that during the day, they have light. During the night, they have light, broad light to walk. So that they will make it to their destination. I want you to cry to the Lord and say, Father, as you lead me, beginning from today, let me walk in your light in the name of Jesus. And let every darkness around me give way. In the name of Jesus, pray, my brother, pray, my sister. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you lead me in the way, oh Lord, surround me with your light. Let me walk in your light and let every darkness around me give way. Let every darkness around me give way. Let every darkness around me give way. In the name of Jesus, let every darkness around me give way. Sickness is a darkness. Let it give way. Barrenness of any kind is a darkness. Father, surround me with your light and let darkness give way. Let darkness give way. Emotional trauma is darkness. Oh Lord, surround me with your light as you lead me in the way and let every darkness give way. Poverty is a darkness of a kind. Oh Lord, surround me with your light and let poverty give way in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer, my brother. Father, as you lead me by in the way, surround me with your light. Surround me with your light. Surround me with your light and let every darkness disappear. Let every darkness disappear in the name of Jesus. Let every darkness disappear. Marakata kayanda leabakata kalibo kosoko yakate. In the name of Jesus, let every darkness disappear. In the name of Jesus, let every darkness disappear. Let every darkness disappear. In the name of Jesus. Let every darkness disappear. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. And the Bible said, he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. While they were journeying, their enemies behind them, God will change darkness to light for the children of Israel, and he will change light to darkness for the Egyptians, the army of Pharaoh that is following them behind. The Bible said that in one of the book of Psalms, the psalmist prayed and said, "Oh Lord, let the ways of my enemy be darkened and be slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them." The God was changing light to darkness for the enemy of the children of Israel, so that they cannot see their way to pursue them. I want you to pray and say, "Father, as you lead me and surround me by your light, let the ways of my enemies, let the ways of my adversary be darkened and be slippery in the name of Jesus, that they will not be able to catch up with me." Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you lead me and surround me by your light, let the ways of my adversaries be darkened. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them walk in darkness, that they will not be able to catch up with me. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, my Father, let the ways of my enemy be darkened, that they will not be able to pursue me, that they will not be able to catch up with me. Even as you make me to walk in your light, let their own way be darkened. In the name of Jesus, change light to darkness for them. In the name of Jesus, everyone that says that I will not fulfill my destiny, everyone that says that I will not fulfill my calling, oh Lord God Almighty, let their ways be darkened in the name of Jesus, and let their way be slippery. Makara bakatakalia. Let the angel of the Lord pursue them in the name of Jesus. Mansokole kapaya. Mendelebo kasendelia gauri kashilan magadaya. As you make me to walk in your life, let my enemy walk in gross darkness. In the name of Jesus. Mandelebo rangelebo Syria mantalia. Let them walk in darkness. 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 Mandelebo kosoto korande leama katakayanda leabo korondo kototunde. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. We move to Exodus 14. Exodus 14. Exodus 14. Still talking about the way maker. Exodus 14. Our God is the way maker. He's the only one that can make it way where there seems to be no way. He has done it before. He will do it over and over again, because I am sure this month of August, it will make way for you. In the name of Jesus, out of that trouble, out of that challenge, out of that difficulty, there shall be way. In the name of Jesus, Exodus 14, verse 9. But the Egyptian pursued after them all the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pi-Hahiroth before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lift up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, "Because there were no grave in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt?" When God leads a man, when God leads a man in order to make a way for him out of trouble, the way that God leads a man might not seem to be the proper way for that man. The children of Israel here, they complain, they murmur, they said, "You see that there are no grave in Egypt, that you have brought us to come and die in the wilderness." That was their mindset. They did not see the miracle that God performed to bring them out of Egypt, but they saw the trouble. They saw death in the wilderness. And because that was their mindset, that they have come to die in the wilderness, They died in the wilderness. I want you to pray and say, Father, beginning from now, deliver me from every act of murmuring in the name of Jesus that will bring evil upon me. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. Father, in the name of Jesus, when the children of Israel murmured against Moses and said that, is there no grave in Egypt that you have brought us to die in the wilderness? Unknown unto them, they were signing their death warrant. Oh, Lord God Almighty, help me not to murmur in the name of Jesus. Every act of murmuring that will bring destruction upon me, deliver me from it. Deliver me from it. Deliver me from it. Deliver me from it. Oh, Lord, give me the grace to accept every situation with thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus, give me the grace to accept every situation with thanksgiving and trusting in you to make way. Help me not to complain and murmur. Oh, Lord God Almighty, everyone that murmured perish in the wilderness. I don't want to be in the company of those that will perish in the wilderness of this world. I want to make it into the land of the of Canaan of heaven. Oh, Lord God Almighty, deliver me from every act of murmuring that will bring destruction upon me. Deliver me from every act of murmuring that will bring destruction upon me. In Jesus' name we pray. With their own mouth, they signed their death warrant. They said, their mindset destroyed them. I want you to pray this morning and say, Father, beginning from now, deliver me from every evil mindset. In the mighty name of Jesus, Almighty and everlasting God, deliver me from every evil mindset. In the name of Jesus, immortal God, invisible God, deliver me from every evil mindset. In the name of Jesus, Almighty and everlasting God, deliver me from every evil mindset. In the name of Jesus, King of kings and the Lord of lords, deliver me from every evil mindset. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from every evil mindset. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from every evil mindset. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from every evil mindset. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. And verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more forever. Fear not, stand still. When God is the one leading you, you have no reason to be afraid. When God is the one leading you in the way, you have no reason to be afraid. Things might not go the way you want it to be in the beginning, but if you are sure that God is the one leading you, my brother, my sister, you have no reason to be afraid, because the end result will bring glory to God. The end result will bring glory to God. I want you to pray and say, Father, the grace to trust you completely in the way you are leading me, give to me in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. Moses trusted God that God has led them in the right way. That's why even before he talked to God, he was able to tell the people to calm their fear. Oh, Lord, my Father, give me the grace to trust in you completely in the way that you are leading me. In the name of Jesus, Almighty and everlasting God, give me the grace to trust in you completely in the way that you are leading me. In the name of Jesus, give me the grace to trust you completely in the way that you are leading me. In the name of Jesus, My Father and my God, give me the grace to trust you completely in the way that you are leading me. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. He said in verse 14, and the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. When God is the one leading you, you don't have to raise a finger, because God will fight your battle, and you will be at peace. Oh Lord, that's your next prayer. Oh Lord God, as you are leading me, please keep me at peace in the name of Jesus. Let me not be troubled in any way. Pray, my brother, pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Immortal God, invisible God, as you are leading me, my Father and my God, keep me at peace. Let me not be troubled by anyone, by anything. Keep me at peace. Let me be at peace. Surround me with your peace. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says that you will keep him at peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Oh Lord God Almighty, as you are leading me, keep me at peace in the name of Jesus, and let no one trouble me in the name of Jesus. Now I bear upon myself the mark of the Lord. Let no one trouble me. Father, even as you are leading me, keep me at peace. Keep me at peace. Keep me at peace. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Verse 15. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. It is time for you to go forward. It is time for you to make progress. When God is leading you, he expects you to go forward constantly. He doesn't want you to go backward. Before God makes a way for a man, he must be ready to follow God's instruction. It was because the children of Israel were ready to go forward. That's why God make way in the Red Sea. If they had not taken a step to go forward, God would not have made a way for them. When they were to cross Jordan, it until the people bearing the ark step into River Jordan, Jordan did not part way for them. I want you to pray and say, Father, give me the grace to make constant progress this year. In the name of Jesus, irrespective of coronavirus, irrespective of economic downturn all over the world, give me the grace to make constant progress. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. Father, in the name of Jesus, immortal God, invisible God, help me to make constant progress beginning from today, 1st of August 2020, irrespective of whatever is going on all over the world, help me to make constant progress in the name of Jesus. Immortal God, invisible God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, help me to make constant progress in the name of Jesus. Help me to make constant progress in the name of Jesus. Help me to make constant progress in the name of Jesus. Help me to make constant progress in the name of Jesus. Almighty and everlasting God, help me to make constant progress in the name of Jesus. King of kings and the Lord of lords, help me to make constant progress in the name of Jesus. Help me to make constant progress. Mando robo koto tunde yebo kosoto koyama katakalia. Help me to make constant progress. In the name of Jesus. Help me to make constant progress. In the name of Jesus. Help me to make constant progress. In the name of Jesus. Help me to make constant progress. Makoye kasanda liaba katakayanda. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. And you know what follow? God told Moses what to do. And Moses, in verse 21, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. I'm reading verse 21. All that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. God make a way in the Red Sea, something that has never happened in the history of man before. He make way in the Red Sea. He make an express road in the Red Sea. The water is supposed to swallow up anyone that dabble into the sea without being able to swim. And the Bible never told us that the children of Israel learned how to swim in Egypt. There is no way they will, because they are in slavery. They are in perpetual slavery. So they don't know how to swim. If they had gone into the sea, they would have destroyed. They would have drowned. But God maketh a way in the midst of the Red Sea. Our God is a way maker. I don't know what that situation you have found yourself in. You thought that the enemy has cornered you. You thought that situation has cornered you. You thought there is no way out of that predicament. I am made bold under God to announce to you today that God will make a way for you. In the name of Jesus, He is a way maker. He has done it before. He can do it again. If He has done it before for others, He can do it for you. God is not a respecter of person. He will make way in that difficult situation. He will make way in that difficult case. He will make way in that difficult financial situation. He will make way in that your womb, they said, that has been blocked. He will make a way in that your fallopian tube that they said is too narrow. Karakaya la kandele bogodo yamagada liamba kataka iliamba kasiria. It will make way and give power to that your semen that they say is not potent enough to impregnate a woman. Kalimo kosoko ya kateliamba kasada. All of you under the influence of my voice this morning that has been cornered in one way or the other, I decree in that name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, let a way appear in the name of Jesus. Just as way appear in the Red Sea for the children of Israel, let way appear if you believe. Let way appear for you in the name of Jesus. I want you to cry to God and say, Father, you are the way maker. You make it way for the children of Israel in the Red Sea. Let way appear for me now in the name of Jesus. Cry to God in that situation that you want the way to appear. He said that they that seek me early shall find me. You have come to sort him this early. A way is appearing for you. He is making way out of that situation. Pray, my brother. Let the way appear for me in this situation. Let the way appear for me in this situation. You make it way in the Red Sea. You are the one that make it way to appear in the Red Sea. Let way appear for me. Let way appear for me. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. You can do better. You can do better. I am made bold under God that soon we will hear your testimony. Soon we will hear your testimony. Cry to God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We are praying that prayer again. But before we pray that prayer, Isaiah 43, verse 16 says, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and parts in the mighty waters. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh way in the sea and parts in the mighty waters. And go to verse 14, verse 18. It said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will make a way in the wilderness and river in the desert. Every situation around you may seem dry like a wilderness. God is making a way for you. God is making a way for you. Don't see the Lord that maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty water. Way is appearing for you. Cry to God again and say, Father, you are the way maker. Make way for me out of this situation. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. Father, in the name of Jesus, make a way for everyone under the influence of my voice this morning. Even as I am sure that you will make a way for me too. Raga lande liabo kosoku lakate. In every situation that troubles us, in every situation that seems that there is no way, make a way, make a way, make a way. You said you will do a new thing, and now it will spring forth. Make a way in the name of Jesus. I see the Lord making a way for you. I see the Lord bringing a newness of life upon you. I see the Lord doing a great thing that will make people to marvel around you. Pray, my brother, make a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Verse 22 of Exodus 14. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. On their right hand and on their left hand, the water became a wall. They stepped into the midst of the sea, something that has not never happened before. Never thought that it was because of fear that they stepped into the midst of the sea. They would have said, no, we can't go into the midst of this water. We prefer to go back with Pharaoh to Egypt. It's better to be alive in slavery than to die in the midst of the sea. They could have done that, but they step into the midst of the sea in faith. I want you to pray and say, Father, give me the grace to exercise the faith that will change my situation for better. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give me the grace to exercise the faith that will change my situation forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, give me the grace to take the step of faith that will turn situation around in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Almighty and everlasting God, give me the grace to take the step of faith that will turn situation around in my life. In the name of Jesus, give me the grace to take a step of faith that will turn situation around for good in my life. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. And the Bible says, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. Water is supposed to be unstable, just like one of our senior pastor, the national coordinator, the war coordinator, prayer coordinator of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor Olawale, Daddy Olawale, said when he was leading the prayer day before yesterday, during the minister's conference, he said the unstable become stable. Water is supposed to be unstable. So, but God turned water, who is supposed to be unstable, to stability. It became a wall on the left and on the right for the children of Israel, so that they walk on dry ground. In this month of August, every unstable will become stable in your life. In the name of Jesus, Every unstable situation will become stable in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to pray and say, Father, thou that make the sea a wall for the children of Israel, make everything that has been unstable in my life stable in the name of Jesus. Pray, whatever has been unstable in your life, ask the Lord to make them stable in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let the unstable be stable in the name of Jesus. Almighty and everlasting God, let me begin to witness stability in ministry. Let me begin to witness stability financially. Let me witness stability, oh, Lord God Almighty, emotionally. In the name of Jesus, in every area of my life, Father, make me stable. In the name of Jesus, immortal God, invisible God, make me stable. The great lion of the tribe of Judah, make me stable. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Now it is time for you to make your request known unto God. Today is the first day of August 2020. What do you want the Lord to do for you this month? What do you want to achieve this month? Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord about it. 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 Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray. Pray, pray, mandele boko sotoko yama kandele abakasiri abakata. Pray, pray, pray. You have 1 more minute to pray. Pray, my brother, pray, pray. Ask God. God is the one that you have come to meet. God is the one that you have come to pray to. He is the one that heareth and answereth prayer. To you that heareth and answereth prayer, we have come. Pray to him. Pray to him. The Bible says that unto you, O God, shall the gathering of your people be. We have gathered unto him this early morning. He will make way. Pray, pray. Thank you, Father. Let us begin to bring our prayer to a close. Glory be to your holy name. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. In 30 seconds, let's just commit the forthcoming convention of the Redeemed Christian Church of God into the hand of the Lord. Wonderful. That God will do wonderful things. That God will anoint our Father in the Lord in a new way. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit our forthcoming convention starting from Monday into your hand. Wonderful. Lord, we ask that as your name is, you will do wonders in our midst. In the name of Jesus, our Father in the Lord, you will anoint him afresh. In the name of Jesus, Lord God Almighty, that you will use him in a way that you have never used him before. And your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord God Almighty, we thank you. We honor you. First, for the salvation of our soul, we are grateful. For the privilege to call on you in prayer, we are grateful. We thank you because you alone heareth and answereth prayer. You are the way maker. We have called upon you today. We ask, O Lord God Almighty, for every request that we have made, let answers come in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead us in the path of righteousness. Give us the grace to follow. In the name of Jesus, Lord God Almighty, help us to do your will throughout this month of August and for the rest of our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, make way for each and every one of us in the area we have called on you that you might make way. As you make it way for the children of Israel in the Red Sea, make way for us. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God Almighty, we ask that you will make everything that has been unstable in our life to become stable. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree over your life this month of August, the Lord prosper you. This month of August, the Lord make way for you where there seems to be no way. This month of August, I ask that in the midst of that situation, the Lord will make a way to appear. In the name of Jesus, this month of August, the Lord will give you the grace to love and to serve him. In the name of Jesus, this month of August, the Lord will send help unto you from his sanctuary. In the mighty name of Jesus, this month of August, the Lord will defend you on every front. In the name of Jesus, and it shall be well with you. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Happy new month. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord prosper you. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. I hope to see you join us again on Sunday at 10 a.m. for our Thanksgiving service. If you love to give an offering this first day of August, don't forget to pay into the church account. Our bank is Lloyds Bank, and the short code is 309713. 309713. And the account number is 503627 68. 503627 68. The Lord bless you as you invest into the kingdom business. In the name of Jesus. Shalom.